The first lesson is from Revelation 21 and 22. And in the Spirit, he carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God the Almighty and the Lamb. And the city has no need for sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. People will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will enter it, nor anyone who practices abomination or falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. And on either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing cursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there will be no more night. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. Today's gospel lesson comes from John 14, verses 23 through 29. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe."
Good morning, Glenmar, and happy Mother's Day. My name is Natalie Doner, and I'm going to take a wild guess and say that most of you do not know me. But you may have noticed my cute round face in the center of your bulletin. By turning to the insert, you might also notice that I'm in just 3 short weeks graduating from Mount Hebron High School. However, I am just another face in the sea of Glen Martians, another youth standing up here, shaking in the knees, feeling as if I have nothing significant to press upon you as a congregation. For a good part of my life, I had struggled to find my niche, the thing that would wake me up in the morning and get me out of bed. Being brought up in the church, I have always been surrounded by this idea of mission. Leaving home base and traveling to less fortunate parts of our country with the hopes of rebuilding and restoring the hearts and houses of those in need. Relational ministry with construction on the side is the best way I've heard it put. While in middle school, I knew that a lot of my older friends had already started racking up their mission trips, but I also knew that there was an age requirement that I had not yet fulfilled. So when confirmation rolled around, I knew it would almost be time to embark on our first trip. At that age, a lot of what I was involved in depended on whether or not my friends would be there. Luckily, we were all on the same page with this one. When the idea of mission trips was first presented, I was a young hooligan, barely having finished 8th grade, but what I did know is that I was looking for a change. And from that first day on our job sites, something clicked and we never stopped going back. For this, I am so thankful. Now, I'm not sure if you know this or not, but living in Howard County can at times be like living in a bubble. Being the 3rd richest county in the nation leaves little room for exposure to anything different from Ugg boots and North Faces. While I am guilty of owning both of these, I was more than ready to leave what I knew and was comfortable with behind and make a new city my home for the week. Now, with a whopping 6 mission trips under my belt, I can't help but wonder why I had chosen this path in my life. I surely had never envisioned myself slaving over a hot roof, putting up shingles, or laying down tiles in a bathroom, or even digging trenches in the mud for footers. I didn't even know what footers were. Here I am thinking we're talking about those cute little footy pajamas that babies wear and are so adorable in. What I am trying to get at is that starting out on my first mission trip, I had 0 experience. I still had not yet mastered the art of washing dishes and doing laundry, let alone fixing houses. How could I manage to do all this handiwork when I barely knew how to do simple household chores? The answer is quite simple. God calls upon all of us at one point or another. He sees when we are searching for purpose and even when we are not, and he guides us. When we are ill-equipped for his vision, he puts the tools in our hands and tells us to get going. He would never choose a path to send us down without giving us the gifts necessary to complete the task. Quite simply, the Lord will provide, and he does. He scoops up the people who are not perfect, but are perfectly suited for his missions. And as it is put in Revelations, one day there will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them the light, and they will reign forever and ever. You see, the Lord lights this spark in all of us, no matter what walk of life we are on. The flame varies from person to person, but in the end, it serves the same purpose: to spread God's word, to get out there and get dirty and do it in the name of the Lord. His love should not be limited to income or stature, but shared with all. He calls us to go out into the world beyond our comfort zones and to minister to all, not just the healthy or the wealthy, but to each and every one of his children. God passes his light onto us so that we may be illuminated with his glory. Then we are to reflect his light at all times. Once we discover his light, we must spread it everywhere we go and in everything that we do, not stopping at anything until we have. For all of my fellow visual learners out there, let's take a trip down memory lane to when we were first taught about the solar system. The moon glows bright in the sky because of the sun's reflection. Sound familiar? As Christians, we are the moon and God is the sun. We reflect the rays of his glory because his light is so vivid. I think this idea is what fuels my love for mission trips. Having traveled to both Hurley, Virginia and Slidell, Louisiana, it is clear that sometimes the least fortunate people are the closest to God. They take the little that they do have and they rejoice in it. They share God's light like it was their job, because it is our job. Being surrounded by an entire community who is so strong in their faith, even though they have not been dealt the best hand of cards in their life, is a very powerful experience. Furthermore, to travel around our nation and hear the life stories of people we might not cross paths with otherwise is very humbling. Mission work is a two-way street. We give so much, but receive even more. Whether it's discovering God's presence in our lives or coming home with a new set of best friends, going on mission trips has changed my life. It has made me more appreciative of everything that I have and has allowed there to be a permanent place in my life for God. While I know that God's presence is everywhere, I can equate these mission trips to what it must be like to constantly live in the presence of God. In the process of relaying these tales to you, I must say I've become rather nostalgic. I can remember my first mission trip to Hurley, my first mission trip ever. Our task was to tear up 8 layers of flooring on a house whose foundation had severely shifted. My crew consisted of a few beefy guys who knew exactly what they were doing. This led the two girls, Julia Askew and myself, almost no choice but to wander out back and engage in some horseplay with his son, Timmy, and his large array of animals. While there were no complaints from the rest of the work crew members, I think we still could have done a little more work. I remember being frustrated with how little we were involved in the project, but then I realized that we weren't there to explicitly complete a task. We traveled for an entire day to Hurley to show them the light that has been given to us by God and to pass his flame along to them. Yes, it is true. One day, all of our hard work will return to its decrepit state. But I know for a fact our faces have not been forgotten by the homeowners' lives who we have touched. I've been deeply moved by this on each and every mission trip. To step back from my life and realize that it really is not all about me is the best thing I can take away from these weeks in paradise. I know that a lot of you may be thinking that working outside for hours on end in the heat is as far from paradise as you can get. The fact of the matter is, I wouldn't have it any other way. Let me make something clear. I am just about the farthest thing away from perfection, and it has taken me years to realize that everything we do, good and bad, is all a part of God's plan. He called upon me when I didn't know where I was headed in life, and he decided that I was going to leave home and help myself by helping others. I am now perfectly fine with sweating all day in the sun, being covered head to toe in thin slip and dirt and anything else you might find on the job site, because it is through this that God has chosen me to carry out his word. I look at my flaws now, and I take them in stride. I may not be able to shoot a three-pointer or get straight A's all the time, but I do know that what I can do is because God has blessed me with the things that he knows I need to succeed, and that is all right with me. I encourage all of you to reach out into the world and find what you've been called to do. It may surprise you what you stumble upon, but I urge you to embrace it because it would not be in your future if it was not all a part of the plan. When you find your light, there will be no more darkness, and when you spread it, the flame will never die out. While public speaking does not exactly thrill me, I'm still up here speaking to all of you out there. It is because I've been called to mission work that I am sharing its profound impact with all of you. So maybe one day you might do the same. Remember, God calls all of us to do different things with our lives, and the only thing that he asks of us is to be open to everything that he has to offer, even if it does get a little messy. Once we claim the flame, he wants us to spread it like wildfire. So please, go out into the world and be God's luminary. Amen. Would you please pray with me? Father God, thank you for all of our mothers. We really wouldn't be here without them. They brought us into this world and never stopped caring for us. Bless us all as we go out into the world and share your light with others. It is in your name that we pray. Amen.